The thought this morning is valuing the Word of God.
Amen.
And if I could have a subtitle, it would be Lamp and Light. Lamp and Light. I think about there's one particular book in the Bible that has the most chapters. And then within that book that has the most chapters, there's one of the chapters has the most verses in the entire Bible. And this morning I have a familiar text I would like to share with us. It's something that is, we probably started learning about this verse when we started in Sunday school, going to vacation Bible school. And so it's a very familiar text of scripture this morning, something that's been ingrained within us from growing up. And it's just 15 words. This verse, our text of scripture this morning is less than 15 words, but they're very powerful words. I'd like us to go to the 119th Psalm and read verse 115. Psalm 119 and 115. I'm sorry, 105, yes.
I'm reading my own.
Yes, Psalm 119 and 105. Thank you.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Thy word,
yes,
is a lamp,
yes,
unto my feet.
And a light unto my path.
And a light unto my path.
Amen.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Right.
And a light unto my path.
Yes.
You know, if maybe when you just look at that verse, when you look at it, you almost maybe you would think in your mind, is that the same thing? It's a lamp and a light.
Yeah.
They're very similar, right? What's the difference? Why does it say thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and then it's also a light unto my path? What does that mean? So by the help of the Lord this morning, we're going to break it down. We're going to break it down to get a full understanding by the help of the Lord this morning of what it means having the Word of God as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. All right? In a natural sense, a lamp is defined as any of various devices for producing light.
Yes.
Right? So there's different ways that light can be produced, and that's what a lamp is defined as. And now light, then, is defined as something that makes vision possible. So now when you start to think about those things, you can have a lamp that produces light, but without the ability to perceive light, does that lamp have any purpose for you? It doesn't do anything, right? And then when we think about the one that allows me to see light,
yes,
God, right? God gave me eyes. If I didn't have any eyes, which is how we perceive light as human beings, that a lamp could shine as bright as it could want, right? But if I don't have what's necessary to be able to see it, it wouldn't matter anything to me, right? So now as we start to understand that, all right, it's a lamp unto my feet. So it's something that's shining light, but now God is enabled and he helps me to understand,
yes,
and a light unto my path to help me to recognize this is something that I can use,
yes,
as I go through life,
yes,
as God gives me understanding,
yes,
of what he's given in,
yes,
his word,
yes,
that I can then apply it to my life,
amen,
and then I can go in the direction he'd have me to go.
Amen.
See? So now when we think about it, all right, now, it's good. So everybody, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. So it's available to all of us now, but now when I take and allow it, that lamp and his light that he shined upon us, to guide my life, to guide my steps. Now we understand what it actually means, that there's something a little bit more to it now, that I can allow him to guide my feet. You know, it can help me to see where I'm going. You know, are you going to the city? All right now. That's what Brother sung about this morning. Where am I going? Where is the light shining? Which direction is it leading me towards? You know, just because light is present doesn't mean you have to follow it. Right? You know, if there's light in a room that lights up the room, sometimes you can go hide in the dark corner, right? But the what's the purpose of it? The purpose is to help you to be able to see. So why wouldn't we utilize it? It is something that is made, that light is made available to us. Right? And now we can understand that unless we use it in a natural sense, then it's not going to help us. And unless we apply it in our lives spiritually, then it's not fulfilling the purpose that it's intended to fulfill. So the blessing of God being able to enlighten us with his word. He enlightens his word to us. He gives us understanding to help us to know how we can apply it to our lives. And you know, it's something that when we can choose to, like I said, you can, just because light is available, that doesn't mean you have to use it, right? So I can say, well, I understand that light is shining over here, but I'm going to go somewhere where it's not. So I can just say, well, I know that the scripture says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and it's a light unto my path. So I understand that there's some instruction in this Bible, but I really don't have a desire to try to understand it. So then I can just plead ignorance then. And then if I don't understand it, then, you know, this is the tricks that the enemy tries to use to deceive souls. If I don't understand, I can read it, but I don't know what it means. So I can just be ignorant then and not, that's not going to work. Right. Ignorance or lack of seeking, understanding is not going to be an excuse. It's not going to be an excuse for any one of us. Well, I didn't know. I didn't know what it meant. Did you try to find out? You know, that's like, you try to do something in the dark, right? And somebody gives you a light to help you. You're trying to find something, right? And it's dark and you can't find. Here's a light. Here's a flashlight. Or here's a lamp to help you. That's all right. I'm going to just feel around with my hands. I'll find it. I mean, just because I don't want it offered to me. Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. But I'm going to find it. That's not going to work. We're not going to be able to say, well, I didn't understand. I recognize that your word is a lamp, but I didn't allow it to be a light unto my path. This is critical for us as we go through this life. Without light, which comes from God, which is his word, right? Where else does light come from? Right? Think about that. What I'm trying to go with this is, we have a frame of reference, don't we? It's God's word. So if this is not your frame of reference, where is it coming from? Well, I have an internal moral compass. Really? What is it based on? It's based on me treating other people right. Oh, what's that based on? Right? Where is it coming from? So it there's nothing, you can't have, there has to be a starting point. It started from this. And this is why it's so important to value His Word. You can't just say, well, I can just take that part of it. It says, we're talking about valuing Thy Word. All of it. I can't just say, well, this part I don't quite agree with. So I just take this little piece, and that I'll just take this. It doesn't work like that. It's something that, again, there's a frame of reference. So we can't come up with anything of our own. There has to be a frame of reference. Where is it coming from? I can't make up things for my own self. What is it based on? It's based on God's Word. Right? And if you're going to base something on God's Word, it has to be all of His Word. And not just some of it. The nature, the writer says, of the Word of God and the great intention of giving it to the world, it is a lamp and it's a light. Right? It's something that helps us to discover otherwise things that we wouldn't be able to know. Yeah. Right? That's the purpose of His Word. Amen. So it shows us, it shines, the purpose of light is it helps us to see maybe some areas of growth and improvement. Helps us know if I'm getting off track, then that light comes and shines on, then it helps me to, I can get started back on it. Thy Word is a lamp unto my, and a light unto my path. A lamp unto my feet, but a light to help me to see if I'm getting off track, that I can get back on track. Right? And it also, it helps me to know if I allow it to shine when danger is near. Right? So the writer says it shows us what is amiss and what is dangerous, and it directs our work in our way. In other words, so we don't, we stay away from areas that we need to stay away from. That's the purpose of it. And what would our world be without some kind of light? Right? We know what our country was founded on. Right? But again, the idea and the mindset in today's world is I just carve pieces out. And that's, you know, you think about the direction that we're going, it's like, well, it was all based on the Word of God. But now, I can just take, it's not. I want to pull this in and pull that in. We're going to talk about God's Word and where it came from and where it started. And how times are not affected. It's not, His Word is not affected by what's going on in the world. Or opinions that are popular. It's a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. We must use it. A light to our feet and to our path to direct us in our choices and particular steps we take, that we may not take a false way or a false step. And then we recognize God's goodness to us in giving us such a lamp and a light to make it a guide to our feet and to our path. So when we really try to understand and comprehend these few little words, it sounds real simple, right? but it's very profound.
Amen.
You know, a lamp and a light. What is a lamp and a light? Thy word. If I get it down where I hide it deep in my heart, right? Then when something is down inside, what that means is I can apply it to my life and live by it.
Yeah.
That's the difference between just taking something that we hear, that we read, that we know, and actually applying it in our lives is when it gets down in our hearts. So, there's a scripture that talks about that. Let's go to same book, or same chapter, excuse me, Psalm 119. Let's go to verse 9 through 11. Psalm 119, verses 9 through 11.
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?
By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee.
With my whole heart have I sought thee.
Let me not wander from thy commandments.
Thy word have I hid in my heart.
That I might not sin against thee.
I've taken your word, which is a lamp unto my feet, and it's a light unto my path, and I've taken it and I've hidden it down in my heart. I'm thinking about it in this way. What have you been taught from a childhood? We learn memory verses, right?
Yes.
We memorize scriptures. What? Why? Why do you memorize scripture? It's so that you can take God's word and get it in your heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the purpose of it.
Yeah.
That's why you miss. The whole purpose of memorizing scripture is taking it from what we've been given and get it down in our hearts.
Yeah.
So as I'm going through life and I'm making decisions on a daily basis, the word now that I heard, that I memorized, is now a part of me. As I go from day to day, I can apply what I've learned to the direction that I'm going. Am I headed to that city? You know, daily decisions. Taking his word and hiding it in my heart so I don't sin against him. Well, what does that mean? That sometimes it might be in opposition to what I want? That my flesh might say, I don't want that. What do you teach children from the time they can understand and talk? You are not going to get everything you want. That's just not realistic. So, you know, really, it's something that the way that God has set it up is preparing us for a successful spiritual relationship with God.
Yes.
Amen. You know, have you seen children in the store or somewhere having a fit? Hopefully it wasn't one of yours. Or if it was one of yours, I'm sure they got it real good later. But, you know, that attitude of, oh, just give them everything that they want. That's not even realistic, is it?
No.
So we're it's preparation.
Yeah.
As I go through this life, there's going to be times when what I want goes against what his word says.
Yeah.
So then what do I need to do with that? Am I going to let his word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path?
Amen.
Then it's going to direct me in the way that I should go.
Yeah.
The Amplified, about those few verses, it says, by taking heed and keeping watch on himself. This is talking about, you know how the verse it says, wherewithal shall a young man or woman, boy and girl, man or woman, doesn't matter, cleanse his way? It starts as a question. How is this going to happen? And then the answer comes in the second half of the verse. It says, by taking heed thereto according to thy word.
Amen.
So it says in the Amplified, by taking heed and keeping watch on himself according to your word and conforming our lives to it.
Yeah.
Right? Not trying to change his word to what I want to do. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
You're trying to change the dynamics of the light now. It says to conforming his life to it.
Yes.
That's how a man can cleanse his way. And with my whole heart, I seek him. And let me not wonder or step aside either in ignorance or willfully from his commandments. My whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments.
Amen.
So in other words, I have an invested interest in trying to understand what he is trying to say to me and to you.
Amen.
I'm not looking for an excuse. I'm not looking for some avenue that I can sneak through to try to satisfy something that I want. If we value his word like we ought,
yeah,
we got to do the changing. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but it seems like it's tying in now. In John, it says, in the beginning was what?
Word.
In the beginning was the Word.
Yeah.
The Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yeah.
So how can I? This was something that was established long before I was ever thought of.
Yeah.
So how can I try to say I'm going to change something that was already established long before I was ever here, and then it has to conform to me? Nonsense.
Yeah.
Value something that was established, been established since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
So even when the world was created, God's word was already there. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So when you think about this, I'm going to give a little equation here. Lamp, feet, light, path. Right? You get that? Equals acknowledging his word. Right? So the lamp to my feet is acknowledging the divine word of God that's been established since the beginning. And then the light unto my path is me allowing it to use it as a guiding light for me as I go throughout my life.
Amen.
That's the light unto my path.
Yeah.
It's taking what he has given me and allowing it to direct my life.
Yeah.
And even my daily decisions. Am I going to the city? A lamp to our eyes for discovery, and so to our feet for direction. Let's go to a verse in Proverbs that is in agreement with the one that we've already talked about. Proverbs 6:20 through 23. Proverbs 6:20-23.
My son, keep thy father's commandments.
Keep thy father's commandments.
And forsake not the law of thy mother.
Forsake not the law of thy mother.
Bind them continually.
Bind them continually upon thy heart.
And tie them about thy neck.
Tie them about thy neck.
Where thou goest.
And when thou goest.
It shall lead thee.
It shall lead thee.
When thou sleepest.
When thou sleepest.
It shall keep thee.
It shall keep thee.
When thou wakest,
it shall talk with thee.
For the commandment is a lamp,
and the law is light,
and the law is a light,
and reproofs of instruction are a way of life. My son, keep the commandments of the Father. Forsake not the law of them, bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. And then as you go through life, it'll lead you. Right? It says when thou goest, it'll lead you. And even when you sleep, it'll keep you. Because it's in your heart. Right? That's why. And even as it says, when you sleep, it'll keep you. And then when you wake, it shall talk with you. Because it's in your heart. It's going to be on your mind. It's gonna affect every aspect of your life because it's in your heart.
That's right.
And then God, in His love and His mercy, He said, "For the commandment is a lamp, the law is a light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life."
Amen.
But reproof though. Then we've got to change our mind about what reproof is. Okay? The enemy of all souls tries to deceive people to think that reproof is bad. Reproof is the mercy of God. That's what reproof is. So reproof is God in His love and mercy, instead of when we're up in an area where there's room for growth and improvement, instead of Him cutting us off, He says, "Here's the light. Which way are you going to go now?" Reproof is good. It's a blessing. It's the mercy of God. And parents, as they reprove children, don't reject reproof.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. It's true that when parents reprove their children, it's to try to help them.
Yes.
I see you going in a direction that you don't need to go.
Amen.
And God has put me in charge of you, so I'm going to help you lead you back.
Amen.
Just what God does for us.
Right.
Reproves our way of life. So as long as we have life, as long as we have breath, guess what? Reproof is going to be there.
Yeah.
So it's just part of life.
Yeah.
So recognize it. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your love and your care and your compassion upon me.
Yeah.
That you saw fit to shine the light on me to help me to be able to see I need to go in a different direction.
Amen.
Lord.
It shows us our faults and instructs us how to do better. And it is the way that leads to eternal life.
Yes.
So if you're on your way, if you're on the journey going to that city, as you go along the way, there's going to be some reproofs.
Mm-hmm.
Just recognize it. Thank God for His mercy. The point of it is to make a change, right?
Yeah.
That's the key. When the reproof comes, how do I react to it?
Yeah.
Am I going to keep going in the direction that I was headed? Or am I going to change my course and correct and start going in the way I should go?
Amen.
That's the purpose.
Yeah.
Why must we value the Word of God so dearly? Think about the world that we're living in today. Is the Word of God under attack?
Yes.
It's under attack from all sides.
Yes.
And on top and beneath.
Yes.
And the enemy is working overtime.
Yes.
to try to deceive and try to trick mankind. And there's a verse of scripture that talks about that a little bit. 2 Corinthians 4 and 4.
In whom the God of this world
have blinded the minds of them
which believe not.
Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ,
who is the image of God,
shall shine on them. I like to read that in the Amplified. It says, for the God of this world has blinded the unbelievers' minds that they should not discern the truth. In other words, preventing them from seeing the illuminated light of the gospel and of the glory of Christ the Messiah, who is the image and the likeness of God. So what the enemy is trying to do, so God is the one who gives us in a natural and a spiritual sense the ability to see the light.
Yes.
That comes from God. So what the enemy is trying to do is he's trying to prevent people from having that ability. He's trying to put a wool. I believe there's a scripture that talks about something about putting a wool over their eyes. That's what he's attempting to do. To try to, so if he can't dispute the truth. The enemy cannot dispute the truth of God's word.
That's true.
Can't do it. Right? So what does he do? He tries to prevent people from seeing it. From understanding it. And that's what he's doing. That's what this scripture is talking about. Blinding the eyes. You cannot change the truth of God's word. But what he does is he attempts to hinder it as a guiding and a directing light to get folks to go in different directions. That's what this scripture is talking about. By the design of the devil, right? He tries to keep the light of the gospel of Christ out of this world. And he spares no pain. He tries everything. He's going to do everything possible to get someone to even to have a willing blindness. We must value the word of God. It has to be valued. That verse talks about, well, we talk about it was from the beginning, right? But it's given by inspiration of God. The scripture, it says, all scripture, right? All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Is inspired by God.
Yeah.
Does that change over time?
Yeah.
Does the inspiration of God change because of what's going on in our world today? Well, it's different now. Things are different now. Does the inspiration change? No. It still applies in today's world. Again, we're talking about something that was here from the beginning. That's why we have to value it. It was here before any of us. So does it make sense for something that was here before we were even thought of for us to change it because of our world? You know, despite everything that mankind has done to this universe that God has created, what still happens on a daily basis? The sun come up, and then the sun go down. Can man change it? No. And all the things that has transpired over time to affect certain things, That still happens every day. Here's another verse in 2 Peter 1 and 21. Talks about, again, this God's word was inspired. It's inspired. 2 Peter 1 and 21.
For the prophecy came not.
The prophecy came not
in old time,
by the will of man,
but holy men of God
spake as they were moved
by the
Holy Ghost. So this is not something that man drummed up.
That's right.
Right? This is something that was inspired by God. And it talks about here, but holy men of God, men that dedicated themselves to the service of God. And he moved on them. It says moved on them. And in the Greek, that move means born. So it was born of the Holy Ghost. So it's inspired as God gave birth to it through his Holy Ghost to these ones that had dedicated their lives to his service. Is not from the will of man or human impulse, but men that were devoted to the service of God. And the wonderful thing is, it has been confirmed and backed up by Jesus Christ. When he came and walked this earth, all the things that we read and read, they backs up everything else that's in here. So we don't need any confidence. Everything's been confirmed already.
That's right.
It was inspired, was born of the Holy Ghost, and then he sent his Son on the earth to confirm it.
Amen.
That's why we have to value it, recognizing everything that he put in place to establish it. And then going back to that verse, it's been here from the beginning. John 1, 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. But mankind is pretty intelligent, though. We made, mankind has made some pretty amazing things. But who made, exactly, brother, who made mankind? Huh? You can't make yourself. It started with something, and it started with God.
Amen.
That's why we have to value everything that he has given us.
Yeah.
We have to value it. I've been so inspired by this little verse, a song that we've sung. Just keeps coming back to me. 281, the prayer and song. And it's that third verse. It says, teach me. Teach me from thy blessed word.
Yeah.
Teach me from thy blessed word lessons precious to my soul. Teach me that there's a yearning and a desire. Lord, I want to learn of what your word means so I can apply it to my life. And the songwriter says, help me understand it.
Yeah.
Help me understand it, Lord.
Yeah.
By it, make and keep me whole.
Yeah.
This is it, right? By it, taking this and hiding it in my heart, it's not only going to make me whole, because we are broken individuals,
yeah.
Because we're human,
yeah.
And we need to be fixed, we need to be healed.
Yeah.
So, not only I can be made whole,
yeah.
I can be kept whole.
Yeah.
by thy word.
We stand or fall. By thy word, we live or we die. But there's a caveat.
Yes.
There's a caveat. If by part and not by all, then we make his word alive. We got to value it, saints.
Yes.
We have to value his word. You know why? Because it's priceless. And eternity is at stake. Will we go to the city? It depends on how we take his word and allow it to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
Amen.
I appreciate your attention this morning, your prayers for me. It's my desire by the help and by the grace of God that I would put this into practice continually by the help and grace of God. Put this into practice on a daily basis. Amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Amen.